me.
Is this me? On a late Halloween edition, but you're not hearing it then.
It's just me, it's not me.
Hopefully you brush your teeth so you don't get cavities. That's how it works. What's up, everybody? It's the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast, episode 118. We're going to have some fun today. I am Two Drink. It's me. That's who you know. Plus my boy at DFF underscore swag. What's up,
buddy? Yeah, I'm dressed up as Swagzilla today because it's Halloween.
That is a scary costume.
You're Jason?
Yep. Like from, with a hockey mask?
From Friday the 13th, Jason.
But sometimes not with the mask.
Not with the mask.
And then I'm just, I name tag and I'm Jason.
Yeah. So what he's telling you is he frosted his tips this morning.
I freshened him up a little bit, maybe. True or false?
Maybe. Oh, shit. He doesn't show his picture anymore.
That's true, because every time you guys are like, did you frost it again? How did you get haircut and got more blonde in there?
Nope.
I don't know. That's just how it works.
Nope, I'm just all bleached blonde now.
Yeah, my hair loves it so much. It's like we're never getting rid of it. We're just going to keep it. I don't care if you get your hair cut or not.
It's cheaper than the cars you need for those midlife crises.
That's very true. And today I could have just put my NSYNC shirt on and gone as JT. I'll try not to cry you a river today.
Oh my God.
I know. It's your turn. Keep going. Don't make me talk.
So we've got some listener questions coming up that I haven't seen. He's going to throw those at me, he being me, and then get into some Free For All Friday. Some Halloween fantasy football breakdown, 2-minute breakdown, and we out. Quick show here.
I feel like my Halloween 2-minute breakdown questions are going to be better than yours, but I haven't heard yours yet, so who knows? We'll see.
Yep.
The listeners enjoyed mine. I heard them.
You won't even hear this till Friday.
You're welcome.
And we're trick or treating it up.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Oh, I have to go first, don't I?
You do have the questions.
That means I got to go first, so fair enough. All right, we're gonna get going here. Joseph B23 needs to start 2 in a full PPR league. Cooper Kupp this week, which all signs are pointing to him playing. I even heard that he could have played last week if they wanted to push it, so kind of nice that they let him sit out the week. But pick 2, Cooper Kupp, Julian Edelman, Emmanuel Sanders.
I mean,
it's not hard to me, and I doubt it's hard to you here.
Well, Sanders is easy.
Okay, Sanders is definitely easy. No DT. We love some Sutton, but no DT. Sanders is going to continue to wreck it. Okay.
I'll take the easy one. Sanders and Edelman.
Ooh, really? All right, I guess it's not easy. Why? You don't love Edelman. You don't like the Pats at all. But you're going to stay there?
I don't like him, but I think that I may have said in the past that, I mean, he's one of those players that you're ranking weekly, and if he's playing, I mean, that's Brady's boy.
That's fair, and it is
Goff
full
has
PPR.
Lots of boys.
That's fair, but before Kupp got injured, I think he was all the way up to, like, number 2 overall wide receiver, just behind Thielen there for a couple weeks. I am going to have a very hard time sitting Cooper Kupp. I think Cooper Kupp is Jared Goff's boy. I get there are other pieces there, but Edelman's dealing with Gronk and whatever version of Josh Gordon you think he might get. Now Cordero Patterson's lining up in the backfield. You know James White's taking a whole bunch of catches.
So you want a double or nothing and take away that Dolphins sticker you never sent me?
Well, I didn't say I was going to send it to you yet. And look at you already trying to get out of that bed. That was a season-long bet.
You feel pretty good about Kupp.
I do feel very good about Kupp. I will board bet it with you, but I'm not risking you not having to put a Dolphin sticker on your car for a year on it.
It wasn't a year.
I believe it was a year.
It was until the beginning of like the next season or something.
No, I don't feel like that's true because we weren't even going to do it until the end of the season. You just happened to bet on Will Disley who got hurt and is now done.
Michael, no.
Third Mike. Yell at Swags and let him know what's going on.
Yeah. Don't make me listen to all this show.
So definitely, Joseph B23, you're definitely starting Sanders. So you can decide to go with Swags and be wrong and pick Edelman, or you can go on the Two Drink side and pick Kupp and be right.
But that's, I think they're both decent. I think you got a decent trio of wide receivers there.
Your wide receiver core is legit. And honestly, Joseph B23, when you hear this, I want to know what you're flexing. What are you flexing? Because in full PPR, I think all three of these guys are very delicious this week.
Yep.
I don't know why delicious is the adjective I use, but they're yummy. Because it's candy.
It's
candy on the brain.
Candy,
yeah, candy on the brain. I got it. All right. Our boy Jingling Josh wants to know, So we touched on a little bit on this one, but I want you to answer. I think I kind of took over a little bit more on the last time. What's your outlook for TJ Jones after the Golden Tate trade?
I think he could be viable. I don't want to go out and...
Does it have to be a 12-team league? Or does it have to be higher than that?
I mean, it always, for me, it depends on who you're dropping and who else is there. But sure. I have not gone out and got him. I have not tried to inquire in trades in Dynasty or Redraft. I would need to see it. I feel like, for me, some of the other players we may talk about today are more appealing.
Okay. Wide receiver 3 in Detroit. And obviously, we've seen them use a lot of 3 wide receiver sets. So I think anything outside of a 12 team, I think he's a fine add to your bench. Yeah. Outside of that, if you're 12 team, it probably needs to be a deep bench. Dynasty wise, would you give somebody a third for TJ Jones?
Probably not.
I don't think anybody's going to give him up for a fourth. You know what I mean? That's a super flyer, but I think I might give a third, especially if I felt like I needed one, or even just this week to cover it. Like, and I'm doing good in this league.
I don't think I would.
Okay.
I think for me, he's the kind of player that, I mean,
you're just picking him up off of waivers, even in Dynasty, probably. You know what I mean? So
yeah, totally. But I mean, what are you going to do with him?
What's what I'm saying? There's 6 teams on bye this week. We still got another one of those, I think, coming up, and another 4 coming up. I mean, if you're sitting at the top of the league but have some crazy bye weeks, like, I would give you a third to know if I'm comfortable that week of plugging him in.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know if I would.
TJ Jones, or rank TJ Jones among the Jags wide receivers. How about that? Yeah. How many Jags wide receivers are you going to take before you put TJ Jones in your lineup?
3.
I think all those guys are about the same week in, week out at this point.
With TJ Jones or the guys from the Jags?
I'll include them in there.
I actually agree, though, and I think they're just going to be all up and down. Like, they'll have their games, and you should just sell and move on. And I think TJ Jones is going to be the same. I think he's going to have weeks where it sounds like he's proving me wrong, but I think he's going to have those other weeks where you're like, what the hell happened to TJ Jones? And it's like, it's TJ Jones. Like, what?
Yeah, I'm not saying he's an every week starter, but would you give a third round pick for Keelan Cole right now?
Yeah.
I bet you would. Yeah. Would you give it for Westbrook?
Maybe.
Moncrief. Third round pick.
Probably not.
But TJ Jones, maybe a fourth for you. I don't know. I think I might, dude. I'm a little higher on him, I guess, than you are.
I guess it's, for me, it's, I'm thinking about next year. We're halfway through this season.
Sure.
I haven't traded these picks for anything that would help me yet. How much is TJ Jones seriously going to help my team? How much am I going to use him? And what can you get for TJ Jones during the draft next year? Your rookie draft. I'm thinking about, like, why do I want to buy depreciating stocks just when they rose a little bit?
See, it is a dynasty question, so I get your side coming from that. I take it a little bit more rest of the season where I want that piece to plug and play if I feel like I can contend this year. But especially at a fourth, but even at a third, I don't think his stock can go down from that third. I think if you end up with any kind of decent boom game that we've seen all 3 of these Lions receivers have this year. I'm not saying he's on the same level as those, but Marvin Jones is coming off that, 110 or whatever in 2. Like, is it outside the realm of possibility that TJ Jones has 90 and a touchdown this week and everybody's like, holy shit, why didn't I pick him up last week? And you just got it for a third or a fourth. I'm just saying. We're not agreeing at all, which is fine.
Well, but I like it. Here's the thing. Like, and for me, do you know where most of my Goddard shares came from?
Where?
The third round.
Sure. No, I gotcha.
And there's no way, and I know that we're well past that rookie draft at this point, but there's no way I'm giving you Goddard for TJ Jones. And I'm not saying that you always can get somebody like Goddard in the third round, but that sounds way more exciting to me than TJ Jones. Like, I like being a part of drafts, you know, depending on my team and stuff. And dude, like, you are the wide receiver guy. I see a lot of your teams and I look at your wide receivers and I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know, like, this guy is Kenny Galladay, Amari Cooper, and all these, you know what I mean? Lots of good players on your bench. And then I think of my teams that aren't as wide receiver savvy as yours. And I still don't think I can find a spot to start TJ Jones. So I'm getting this guy who I don't feel like I'm going to do much with. I would be happy to trade you TJ Jones for a third. I would give him to you for a fourth. Give me a fifth. I'm fine with that. I don't see the place for him on my team. I'd rather like grab something else and get a gamble for it, you know? Fifth might have been a little far, but honestly, yeah. I don't know, yeah.
All right.
Totally happy to move on from that.
You pick up TJ Jones on the waiver. I'll give you a fourth and a fifth. We'll call it a good deal.
You don't got all any right. fab?
Moving on. Another one from Jingle and Josh, because that one took forever. Why is Jameis Winston a freaking space cadet?
But that was my favorite part of the show so far.
No, I totally agree. Thanks. Thanks for hating the first questions. Joseph B23, I liked your question. Jingle and Josh, why is Jameis Winston a freaking space cadet? Let's do Jameis Winston. Does he play again this season for the Bucks? Does Fitzpatrick get pulled, and is just this yo-yo back and forth between these guys?
Yeah, honestly, that's just it for me. I mean, you benched Fitzpatrick for Winston. That was your first mistake, because now, and I'm not saying it was a bad choice. I agree with that choice. I don't agree with this one. You can't just keep benching your players every time they have a bad game. That's not how football works. That Winston is your franchise quarterback, or you move on. It's silly for you to keep doing this to your team. So I think the space cadet, is that how we worded this, is the Bucks and that coaching staff and whoever made that decision, whoever made the decision to bench Fitzpatrick. Once you benched Fitzpatrick, that was your decision. If you didn't want to do it, you don't do it.
Okay. But what about, like, Dirk Cutter's playing for his job now. It seems that way. You know what I mean? It doesn't ride the hot hand of Fitzpatrick the rest of the season, or you think he will just immediately because he's a space cadet too, is what you're saying.
Has Fitzpatrick ever had a hot hand the rest of the season? I guess is what I'm saying. Like, kind of to your point at first when you said, did they bench him after Fitzpatrick's next game? Like, Fitzpatrick's going to have a crappy game soon too.
Sure.
And, you know, it's so crazy to me that, and Winston needs to fix the interceptions. That's his biggest problem. Mm-hmm. But other than that, he's not a horrible quarterback. He just makes some bad choices.
Not horrible. Got it.
I would take him on the Lions over Fitzpatrick any day. And I think most fans of their teams would rather see somebody like Winston. Like, you're telling me, like, who are you going to be more excited about if you guys would have made a trade for yesterday? Fitzpatrick or Winston?
Probably Winston.
You know what I mean?
It's just that long term. Yeah, for sure.
So I think it's a horrible choice. Like, the Bucks aren't playing for this year. And sure, he might get fired, but I don't know, dude. I think that if you're playing for your job, you take care of the team and its future, because you're not doing much this year. So I don't know. I think it's crazy. I think that if you're playing for your job, you don't just keep being wishy-washy with your choices. You make a fucking choice and you stick to it.
Fair enough. I'm going to move on.
I mean, imagine if every time we fucked up, if you were like, oh, fuck, not going to do this with you next week. And then you get somebody else on and then they fuck up and you're like, well, I'm going to go back to him. That was working really good until that fuck up. You know, I mean, what is the process there?
Trust the process is what they keep telling us.
Sort of, you know, and like, you're not instilling any confidence in the kid. And Fitzmagic doesn't have anything to lose. So he's fine. You know, he's got the swagger. Yeah, he's out there slinging it around. Yeah.
So if Winston comes back in, are we going to see a timid Winston because he's going to be afraid to make a mistake before he gets pulled? Or you think he's been a professional long enough, he's not going to worry about that, and he's going to continue to do what he does, including maybe three interceptions and a half like he did in the past game?
Man, that's a tough one, dude. He very well could be. He should definitely probably watch some tape. Hopefully the team is doing things with him now to actually help him and his career, and not just giving up on him, because, I mean, really, he needs to just make better decisions, not be a better athlete or a better slinger. He needs to make better choices. So hopefully they're trying to take care of some of that process and help him out, you know? I mean, Fitzpatrick has watched more sideline NFL games than anybody. He should have picked up a few fucking tricks by now. The dude's 35 and just been a journeyman. I mean, we can't forget that.
Yep. Totally agree. I will also not forget that I won a fantasy championship just a few years ago, writing the streaming options of Ryan Fitzpatrick and Brian Hoyer. Just saying.
Oh, I totally get it, man. He's playing and he's a great start. I'm not saying that for fantasy, but as far as the team goes, I think it's a crazy decision. And it's not just because I have so many Winston shares. Like, I actually want to try to buy Winston now, especially in super flexible. I'm fine going out to buy low for Winston on winning or losing team.
Even if you don't get it the rest of this year, just because you think the price is that deflated and then you get a starter next year, wherever it may be, Tampa or somewhere else.
That's the hope, you know?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
What will I give?
What will you give?
I would give
a first. Are you giving a first in Superflex for Winston?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you a first quarterback first that you can start right now.
Like a first in like an Eli or like one of those retired guys? Is that something?
I'll give you a first in Eli. In case? I'll give you a
first in Case.
First in Case. I'll give you a first in Bethard.
Rivers?
I'll give you a first in. Is that too far? Rivers might be a little too far. I mean, he's like a top 10 quarterback right now. So
I know people always shit on Rivers, but so, then he ends up in that top 12 almost every year.
So I'm in a one quarterback dynasty where I literally have Goddard and Evan Ingram, and they're both on bye weeks this week, and I needed a tight end, and I had three quarterbacks, and I just traded Rivers away for Gesicki, and I'm going to start him this week.
Interesting. One quarterback, it helps you a little more, but I still think that's an overpay. I mean, you got Cam and Dak. You got three. Yeah,
he sensed my desperation. I'm a strong team. He's not. He kind of needed a quarterback, and he sensed my desperation.
Yeah.
And
pay for it. Smart guy.
So I have Dak and Cam. You know, I'm sitting good for a one quarterback league.
Yeah.
And really need a tight end. It was that or literally play the waivers. Like, I have nobody.
Gotcha.
And it's all Dynasty. Right. And you know how we do in Dynasty. We're deep, deep rosters.
For sure. All right, I'm going to move on. Remind me to come back to that at some point. Probably not. BD now 6. Best streaming option this week. All right, so first and foremost, we got CJ Beathard, who plays in the Thursday night game. We've also heard some rumblings of we might see a quarterback named Nick Mullins. So that immediately brings Beathard off the table for me. The next one we have is Joe Flacco, who's playing against the Steelers. They are at home for Baltimore. I don't mind that so much. We have Case Keenum. Keenum is going against the Texans. Denver is at home, but they're going against Texans. We get to see Boy Sutton show up. And in one of those weird, just the way it works, Texans are playing the Broncos, so Demaryius Thomas gets to play against his Denver team if he's up to speed. I think he'll be out there for at least a little bit. And last but not least, we have Marcus Mariota, Titans at the Cowboys on that Monday night game. I know they're coming off a bye, but oof. Where are you going there? I feel like I'm going to go to Flacco, even though it's a tough divisional game. That's the Steelers and Ravens, so that could easily be a 6-3 game. It wouldn't surprise me, but Steelers give up a lot of yards in the air. Flacco, although didn't connect last week with John Brown or anybody, still likes to chuck it deep. Give me Flacco out of that matchup.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. Flacco, maybe even look at Baker.
If he's there, I don't mind it. The coaching carousel change is interesting there. I don't know that I'm ready to just roll it out there for what it's worth, you know, not knowing this week, but all right, our boy at BD Duff says, has Baltimore's D in several leagues. Is it time to drop them with that -4 that they had last week? Let's just start there. Baltimore gives you a -4 last week. Does it matter though? Still solid defense. They play the Saints, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the Saints. I'm going to chalk it up to that. That being said, they play the Steelers this week. It is a divisional game, but Roethlisberger's got AB, Juju, James Conner. We still don't have a Lev Bell in camp signing. I think we get that next week. But are you okay to run the Ravens out there again this week at home against the Steelers?
Not super much against Big Ben. Even away, if, you know, honestly. I don't know if I want to drop him, though, but...
At this point, if he's dropping him, you're going to have to stream, right? Yeah. I just picked up the Panthers in a league. They're past their bye. It's kind of one of the main reasons I did that. They're playing against the Bucks this week. So you get Fitz coming back who's going to chuck it all around. You play Carolina versus Tampa, or do you play the Ravens versus the Steelers?
I'll go against Fitzmagic.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more here. The Chiefs, not a great defense, but at home they have played really well. They're going on the road to those Cleveland Browns you talked about with that coaching change. Would you play the Chiefs at the Browns, or would you play the Ravens against the Steelers?
Ravens against Steelers.
I think I'm with you there. I think at some point the Chiefs are up by a decent amount. Browns have to chuck it around and probably get an interception from Baker. Yep. But I'm still going to play the Ravens. I don't know if I even answered that. Correct? Cheers.
I think you did a really good job.
I don't hear that very often, so I appreciate it. another one we've touched on a little bit on the show that you guys will hear before you hear this one. So that's how I do that. But the move to Houston for Demaryius Thomas, does that make him a wide receiver 2 or 3? Move the rest of the season. Where would you put Demaryius Thomas? Wide receiver 2 or 3 now that he's in Houston?
Wide receiver 3 with upside?
I'm with you. I got to ask this one. Like a boss wants to know, Kerryon Johnson or Frank Gore this week?
I'll take Kerryon.
Is it that far off, though?
No. It's weird, isn't it?
Right? Like, you read it, and you're like, oh, that's definitely Kerryon. And then if you break it down a little bit, and you're like, man, if those finish within a few points of each other, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm going to go Kerryon, too. But, it's... Oof. All right, one more from Michael Boss. Are you a red or a black licorice kind of guy?
I mean, you can't go wrong with licorice. That's crazy. How am I supposed to decide? So, you know kidding? What? I'm going to pick licorice because nobody else in my house will eat it. And I get it all to myself.
You know why nobody else will eat it? Because it's the trash candy of all candies. There's a reason you were the only motherfucker in your house eating it. Because nobody else even wants it. If I get that shit
from my daughter for Halloween candy,
I'm throwing it away. I'm fucking throwing it away.
Red licorice is the bomb, though. Don't get me wrong. Give me them good and plenties. You're missing out.
You're killing me.
Close-minded motherfucker.
Not even giving black licorice to bums. I'm just saying. I won't do it. I'm not even that mean. Like Texas Chief said, what kind of serial killer prefers black licorice? I told him, I guess we'll find out. And it's you. You are the serial killer that likes black licorice.
No, I didn't say I prefer it. I gave a good, sound reason for my choice. I do like black licorice. Red licorice
I heard
is...
you say you like black licorice. I cut out everything that you said after that in my head. All right. Our boy J. Cheatham 3, half-point PPR. Has Mixon and Barkley on a bye this week. It's one of those crazy bye weeks. Has to pick one and a half PPR, remember. Philip Lindsay is already starting in his lineup. Can you roll out Royce Freeman this week? So you're playing both Denver Broncos there? Or are you going to put Doug Martin, the AKA the new guinea pig, or Derrick Henry? Doug Martin, Derrick Henry, Royce Freeman. Oof. Half PPR.
I'll take Royce if he plays, and then Derrick Henry.
And it doesn't bother you that Phil Lindsay is already starting for you, too. You're going to run both Broncos out there.
I think Royce has had a safer floor than Derrick Henry, even when they're both playing.
And you want no part of the guinea pig?
No.
Even after the 14 touches last week? No. Even in the Thursday night game?
Rashard was still more efficient.
Definitely. In the two rushes that he had. I know he had 8 for 8 in the passing game, but it's tough because you have to make the decision for Thursday night. I don't want to pick the guinea pig. I don't.
I
think the guinea pig's got.
You're about to.
It's got 10 points easy written over it. I really think so. I'm going to take the guinea pig. You want to do guinea pig versus Royce Freeman this week? We didn't do any board bets last week, by the way. Just throwing that out.
Only
there.
If he plays.
But you got to decide. It's a Thursday night game. So if Royce Freeman doesn't play, does that mean you get Derrick Henry?
No, but I'll play Derrick Henry. That's how I ranked him. Royce, Derrick Henry, and then
against,
Doug Martin.
No, for a board bet versus my Doug Martin.
But only if he plays.
That's what I'm... No. All right, I'm going to take Doug Martin. You can have both of those two guys. You get Royce Freeman if he plays. If he doesn't, you get Derrick Henry versus my Doug Martin on Thursday night.
Okay.
Deal?
So I'll do that. So I get Doug Martin and Royce Freeman against Doug Martin? I never get two players against one.
No, you don't get two. You get, and you even said it wrong there. You just took Doug Martin.
I'm not roll taking Doug Martin.
You did, though. If you just if you roll it back and listen, everybody will hear that you took Doug Martin.
Now what I can't even edit is, this show if I said that.
I know. That's why I put that in there. You're welcome. If Royce Freeman plays, then it's my Doug Martin versus Royce Freeman. If Royce Freeman does not play, then it's my Doug Martin versus your Derrick Henry. You don't get both of those guys. You only get the other if Freeman's injured.
But I deal? No deal.
Cheater. You're such a wish. It doesn't matter. Doug Martin's win anyways.
I will take Royce Freeman against your Doug Martin if he plays. And I'm fine not playing Doug Martin for the bye week when I know I have Derrick Henry just in case, air quotes. But I will take Royce against your Doug Martin if Royce plays, if you want that.
Deal. That's fine. You chicken shitted your way up, and I'm still going to give it to you.
Nope. I learned those tricks and tactics from you, dude.
You've learned too well, my friend. Too well. All right. Jay Cheatham 3, man, I guess we're just going to set all his lineups today. But Austin Eckler or Alex Collins? Full PPR. Full PPR.
Give me Collins.
You want Collins. Eckler going against the Seahawks. Collins, we said, is Gordon in that playing? Divisional game. Gordon should play. I think Gordon's playing. If Gordon doesn't play, then I think it's Eckler, but I'm going to go Collins as well, even in the full PPR, even with Ty Montgomery now being a Ravens. So it's not one we talked about in the trades show the other day. I think that's okay. I don't think Ty Montgomery does anything. If anything else, it just helps Aaron Jones if I had to pick there. All right, I'm going to keep going. A little out of order. How about you have to bench one half PPR, James White, Kerryon Johnson, Aaron Jones.
I'll bench Jones.
I'm with you, but I think he still has a good game. Again, I think those are all very solid options. Even in the half PPR, I think that obviously downgrades James White just a little. Are we getting Sony back? What do you think? We get Sony back, or is it still James White and Kenyon Barnes?
I think we'll get Sony back with him being so questionable up until Monday night game.
Yeah.
Barner didn't do that great.
Nope, not at all. It was not used a whole lot. I actually won a matchup playing Kelvin Benjamin over Kenyon Barner on Monday night.
This went kind of under the radar, as it should have. But does Ty Montgomery affect that Baltimore backfield at all?
I don't think it affects Alex Collins at all. Does it eat a little into Buck? Maybe. Buck hasn't played real well the last like two games, maybe even three games. Definitely not like he was in the beginning of the season there. You know, I like that end of the season schedule for the Ravens, you know, Flacco included, but all the Ravens. I think it affects Buck a little. I don't think it changes anything for Collins. If anything else, I like it for Flacco just to have another weapon that he can line up back there and then move around. You know what I mean? He can check out of a run, get into shotgun and let Ty go run a route, or even, you know, even have Ty motion out into a slot or an outside position. Yeah, maybe a little bit against Buck, but we weren't huge Buck fans to begin with. Let's see. How about Sutton or Kenny Galladay rest of the season? I believe we answered this in 2 minute breakdown, but let's see if you remember your answer. Slash. Yep. No slash. Sutton or Kenny Galladay rest of the season? Half PPR.
Galladay.
Any difference for this week? If you have those two. Are you still playing Galladay over Sutton this week?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
We've seen a little bit more Galladay. He's still the second year player with the quarterback he's been with, you know? Yeah. Maybe a little safer.
JC Sparta 3. Sparta coming through half PPR. Funches for Kenny Galladay. So much Kenny Galladay. There's even more here.
Galladay.
That's why I'm glad I'm asking you these. Tech Chief wants to know. He's playing his little brother. Way to be in a full full big boy league. Playing little brother. Wait, I play in a lot with my little brother. Scratch that.
That's easy, playing though. He doesn't start his lineup.
Yeah. Well, he probably doesn't listen now either, you fuckhead. sorry, Mom, if Mom listens. My mom might listen more than my little brother does. Piece of shit. Full PPR, Kerryon or Galladay? Ooh.
I'm taking Kerryon.
Ooh. Just safeness and touches?
Yeah.
Even in the full PPR?
Yep. And I hate that decision because I love both those players and I want them in my lineup. I think Galladay's going to bounce back, but I think Kerryon has the safer floor.
Okay. I'm with you. It's definitely a floor play there.
Yep.
Shallower PPR dynasty, would you drop Ito Smith for David Moore, the Seahawks wide receiver that's come out of nowhere? What, four touchdowns in the last three games?
Yeah.
And we're dropping Obviously, it depends Ito? On your team.
It does.
Obviously, and I won't do Finero's in a vacuum scream where it sounds like he got a hernia from it.
And I mean, really, it depends on how you feel about Ito and what you think his situation is going to be versus David Moore. And David Moore is going to be a wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks. Like, where he is on that depth chart is sort of to be said. We still are going to get Darbo back at some point. I know he hasn't been too effective. But then Ito, I mean, are we going to have Coleman and Ito there, or Ito and Freeman? Is Ito going to be the lead back? I'm probably going to lean the running back in this situation.
Yeah.
But I think David Moore is going to be a part of Seattle and a part of that team, and he's going to have some weeks for you that you're really happy you started him. But I don't think he's the number one wide receiver on that team. Give me Lockett.
Fair enough.
What do you think? Really quick. I know we're pressed for time and trying to fly through this, but
I like Ito rest of season for how my teams are made up. You know what I mean? Just because I am so wide receiver heavy generally on my team. I like to play for both. I think dynasty-wise, I'm going to take Ito because I'm looking to get at least what I get out of him the rest of this season moving forward. Tevin Coleman is not a Falcon next year. And I don't know that I think they probably draft another running back, maybe in the fourth, fifth round plus, just to add another body in there. But I think it seems like they want to get Ito involved is what it looks like when they're playing there. So I'll take that.
And I mean, if Coleman goes down, holy cow.
Correct. Cubs fan wants to know Taylor Gabriel, Chris Godwin, or Tyler Lockett this week, non-PPR. Gabriel, Godwin, Lockett.
I'll take Lockett, Gabriel, Godwin, that order.
Allen Robinson, if he plays, you still feel the same? You're still going to play Lockett over Gabriel?
Yeah, I will.
I'm with you, too. What's your favorite Halloween horror-type character movie? That kind of...
My favorite Halloween-type character?
Favorite Halloween character, horror character. Mine's Jason, because it's easy. And I... That's what I do. I've Jason so many Halloweens. I would just get bloody face, put the mask on, run around the street, get candy, pull the mask off, run around again because I got blood all over my face. Boom, two costumes, just a mask. People don't know. Fill up with candy, kill it.
Yep, kill it.
You're not going to answer. Cool.
I don't know.
Have you ever been lit on fire?
No.
Cool, me neither. That's a question. We got weird fucking people.
Question. Good question.
Yeah, I didn't just come up with that. Just saying.
Sounds like a responsible person.
How about, doubt it. How about, you still there?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. How about Dak or Brock Lobster? It's a super flex league. Lots of buys this week. Hurting this person.
I'll take Dak.
Dak on Monday night versus Tennessee. You going to do that?
Yeah.
I am also going to do that.
Out of the buy. Yep.
I am also going to do that. Bro, I think that's it, dude.
Right.
I'm trying to look. We had some nice some nice people in here commenting and answering too. I just want to scroll through real quick. If you want to, what do you got? You got anything for me?
Well, we got this the Free for All Friday. We're gonna fly through.
Oh, okay. Throw it at me. Yeah, that's it. Thanks to everybody for getting in there. I hope I got to them all. If not, I'll go back and look once we get done here. we'll prop away and try to answer any of those in there. Maybe some of those Thursday night ones in there, we'll try to answer on the shout for you guys. Although you already saw the answer if you're listening to it.
So I've got a lot of players this week. Some of them we've talked about a little bit. This isn't going to be much dialogue at all. This is using Yahoo's ownership for Free For All Friday. These are guys that you should try to pick up and help you out rest of season. And I really think you could pick up this week. Some of them, I think the ownership is crazy low.
Criminal.
So.
Wait, I'm not going to talk.
So, I'm going to start with Courtland Sutton at 49% owned. He's already had a pretty solid wide receiver 3/4 floor ceiling, should I say. I think that his target share is going to go up. Get some Sutton. Gabriel, 50%. You just stop me if you want to. Sanu at 47% owned out of the bye. That's probably a reason that dropped down a little bit, but he's been pretty reliable. Nothing fancy, but Matt Ryan's been pretty good this year.
So Sanu's going to outscore Ridley the rest of the season.
He could, man. I'd hate to see it, but it's hard to argue. Mike Williams on a bye week, but he's only 46% owned. I don't see that getting up too much. You could probably pick him up over the weekend, even if he's still sitting there now. DJ Moore.
Off the bye week, but yeah, I gotcha.
Yep. No. Well, next week, though. That'd be next week. They're on a bye week this week? No?
You're killing me. I wasn't supposed to talk.
Okay. So he's not talking.
They're definitely playing.
Yeah, they're playing. Okay. Yeah, I got that screwed up. Well, you can talk a little bit. I mean, correct me. At least make me understand me.
Somebody needs to.
Duke Johnson, 46% owned. I am not interested unless it's PPR. DJ Moore, 42%. Ito Smith, we've talked a lot of it, at 38%. Two drink likes him rest of season. If a Coleman injury happens, I mean, it's a gold mine right there.
Woo!
Two drinks boy, Sneed, at 33% owned.
That is not my boy.
But I think he can help people's teams. I hate to say it. So, Hines is honestly on a bye week this week at 29% owned. Showed up a little bit again in PPR. Mostert, 28% owned. Seems like he's going to have a role in that offense. I think with or without Breda when he comes back. Christian Kirk on a bye week at 27% owned. I like him over Larry Fitzgerald. I'm sorry, Larry. You just haven't been that reliable.
Mostert burned me. I don't think I'm going to do it.
Can't do it.
I get it. I totally get it. And Thursday night game will probably prove me wrong, but I'm not doing Mostert. Nope.
Yeah,
burn me once. Shame on me. Burn me twice. That's also shame on me. I did it wrong. Keep going.
It's shame. Christian Kirk bye week. Frank Gore, 24% owned. We talked a lot about him, compared him to maybe Kerryon Johnson. Maybe a little crazy when I think about it, because I think you could still start Blunt at 19% owned. He has not been as good as Frank Gore, but he's been getting touchdowns. I think that you could flex him. Foreman could be coming back soon. 14% owned Yahoo. Are you interested at all?
Nope. Never was. Still not.
Not a little bit.
Anybody just mentioned, so I'll take Mostert over him. Like, easy. I don't want to do it. I'm sorry. And Lamar's finally looking good. Why are they going to go away from that now?
Blunt?
Oh, I thought you said Foreman.
Yeah, I did. Oh, so, will I take but Blunt or Foreman? Sorry? Yep. Yeah,
Blunt, rest of the season.
Okay. I kind of agree with you on Frank Gore and even Mostert, but
if Blunt has two more touchdowns the rest of the season, it wouldn't surprise me if that outscores Foreman. I'm not going to do it.
Next guy on the list is Kelvin Benjamin at 14% owned. I'm curious to see what happens with Foreman, but I don't want to take too much time on that. We'll talk about it more. Kelvin Benjamin, 14% owned. I did put him on here, but now that I'm here, I don't know how to defend it. who do they throw to there?
Well, Kelvin Benjamin had two catches in that Monday night game, which did help me get a W. I think Zay had six or seven targets too. I mean, Benjamin had seven targets. Bills going back to Peterman. I felt like I already talked about the Bills too much too. Keep going.
All right, Callaway at 14% owned. Talk me out of that.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I don't want to.
Last week he had six targets and he caught five of them. That's his best percentage of catches yet this season.
And we've seen him get 10, 11, 12 targets in some games. So if you're finally going to start connecting a little bit, maybe they just need a little time. I'm not talking out of Callaway. Callaway or Christian Kirk rest of the season, Mr. Rookie Fever?
I will take Callaway.
Ooh, I like it. I'm going to go that way too. I thought you might go Kirk.
Man, I mean, it's not necessarily the target share last week, but the amount that he catches. Hopefully he continues to get opportunities with the new coaching staff. I mean, it is kind of a wait and see, but I'll stash him over the next guy on the list as well in David Moore at 12% owned.
Agreed.
Next guy on the list, I don't know, is this crazy to me to say Anthony Miller at 9% over Gabriel at 50%?
It's not crazy. It might be a little too much Rookie Fever love going on, but it seems like, you know, he wasn't healthy in the beginning. So now that he's right, he's starting to get more involved, especially if we get some more lingering stuff from A-Rob.
Yeah.
I'm not against the play. I think it's going to feel off the first couple of weeks coming in, but by the, you know, it's closer to that fantasy playoff push, I think you'll be happy you have Miller, not Gabriel. So I'm with you there.
Yep. Last two guys on my list are tight ends. One is on a bye, one is not, but Goddard and Hayden Hurst at 5% owned. Any interest in any of those players the rest of the season?
I like them both. Goddard, you know, seemed to have some nice games, more decent games than bad games. Hurst worries me a little bit. Didn't he catch the touchdown from Lamar Jackson? Right? I believe his reception was from Lamar.
Yeah, I think so. Which could be a sign of things to come down the road.
Dynasty-wise, sure. Rest of season, I'm going to take Goddard if you're making me pick there, and that's probably the first time I've done that. You know,
Goddard
that
is tight end 16.
That's stupid.
That's surprising.
I mean, tight ends
when
I are gross
that.
To begin with, but he's got a couple touchdowns. Yep. Even when Ertz is playing, he's still okay.
Yeah, so that's it. That's all I got.
Nice. Let's get a 2-minute breakdown in before my phone dies.
All right. 9%. I will run the timer so
fast.
You don't even have to use that juice.
Appreciate you.
All right. We're doing 2-minute breakdown now. We're sexy voicing. Da da da. If you don't know now, we'll explain it to you on the next show, so you're gonna have to listen again.
And now your 2-minute breakdown.
How does a duck fix a suitcase?
I don't know.
Duct tape.
Oh, damn it.
A player involved in the Tuesday trades you have no interest in.
Is it cheating to say Ty Montgomery? I'm going to cheat and say Ty Montgomery.
Oh, that's fine. What is Baby 2 Drink Bean for Halloween?
She is Owlette from PJ Masks.
What is
Owl Wing Wing.
Her favorite candy you are happy... No, her least favorite candy you are happy to eat for her.
I am the adult and the dad. I will eat whatever the F I want to out of.
That is not your candy. I walked with you too.
That being said, my wife is super overprotective. So my daughter still isn't allowed to have like hard candy. So like Jawbreakers and like that kind of stuff will all go to me.
Candy corn or those little weird black and orange peanut butter things.
Those little weird black and orange peanut butter things.
You'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes, both in my mouth at the same time. Orange, black, and a candy corn sandwich.
The worst 2-drink costume ever.
The worst? Man, I don't know. Mine were all really good. I feel like the one you're wanting me to say, or if you remember, is my full store Piggly Wiggly store outfit.
Oh, that's
literally
awesome.
had my mom put it on suspenders. Not like
that can't be the worst.
Pig, but the store. Yeah, I don't have a worse one. All mine were awesome. I just wanted to find a way to say Piggly Wiggly again in that costume.
Yeah, I just wanted to find a way to say if it doesn't involve any like kind of tips in your hair, it doesn't count. Galladay or Marvin Jones, rest of season.
Galladay.
A show to watch on Netflix.
Pass.
Royce or Lindsay in Dynasty?
little pause, but I'm still going to go Royce.
I am too.
Maybe it's wrong. Maybe it's wrong, but I'm still going to go Royce. It's super early in Dynasty, draft capital, all that means something to me still. You know, 2 years down the road and I'm still doing that, then I'm probably wrong. But at this point, it's still Royce.
Definitely. I agree. I think that Royce will have a nice role in that offense, even if we have to wait till next year to see some of it. That team's going to make a lot of changes still.
Yeah, I think it's still – I think it's probably Lindsay rest of season, just in how they use them. But I'm with you. Get a new quarterback in there. You know, see how this offense moves without Demaryius Thomas and having Sutton involved. Maybe still no Sanders even next year because his cap's still huge. So are we just looking at Sutton and Hamilton next year? You know what I mean? Then we're going to get a lot of Royce and still some Lindsay.
The next players you're ranking in Dynasty, Mike Williams, Corey Davis, or Galladay?
The highest? Galladay.
Rank them. Mike Williams, Corey Davis, Galladay.
I'm going to go Galladay. Oh, I hate you. I like Corey Davis a lot rest of the season. I think he's going to get the uptick. So, damn it.
I traded away Mike Williams plus to get Galladay.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. I think Galladay is at least a step above those two right now. Dynasty, I'm going to go Mike Williams just by a hair, but that could change by end of season depending on what Corey Davis does.
So you're going Galladay, Mike Williams, Corey Davis?
Yes.
I think I would go Galladay, Corey Davis, Mike Corey Williams, Davis, Mike. But I totally get it.
It's close to me. And like Mike I said, if Corey Davis blows up. Yeah, if Corey Davis blows up in the season, it could easily switch for me.
From our listener league, Bruce or Tim, rest of season?
Probably Bruce. Fuck my brother.
Yeah. Do we need to have some kind of like bottom bowl thing for you guys to start playing again?
Maybe.
What do you want?
I don't know. I've already scolded both of them.
Well, this one's for you guys.
Yeah. I bet they don't listen as much as they should, or else they would fucking be better.
No, they probably have guilt when they even look at our show.
Obviously not enough to set a fucking lineup.
No, they started.
Anyways.
If you're not doing it.
I'm not doing it. No, like I said, I scolded both of them. Publicly.
Where public we were. Shaming.
Shame. 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 That's shout out to FFLs. Maybe it's Dynasty Warzone. I listen to a bunch. I don't know. Was that the last one? I'm gonna go back to Netflix show you should watch.
Oh yeah.
Have I said Ozark before? I'm not sure if I have.
Yeah, you have. I'll check that out.
I'll be honest, I haven't watched a lot of TV lately. Especially not Netflix. Cat in the Hat does Halloween. I've watched a lot of that on Netflix. There's just one show. It will drive you crazy. But if your kids haven't done it, and get into my misery with me.
He is at plenty Jason of songs on there. From Friday the 13th.
Take a pumpkin.
And I'm Flagzilla.
Nobody's you. Only me. Just me. Good show. Much longer than we thought. Good luck with 9.
Happy Halloween. No, you already had it.
You got something. I think I did it one more time.
But cool and everything. It's just not
cool. If you don't fuck it.
How do you have to go in there?
You're fucking bad. Good show.